There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-3756-9. Okay, I think we're going to go and we've allowed people to ask questions on Facebook. But before we do that, I just thought we were going through Today in History, and it's kind of a downer day, wouldn't you say, in history, Manny? That we had the Missouri Compromise, which was really, it allowed Missouri to be a slave state, Maine as a free state, and Louisiana purchase, the northern part of Louisiana purchase, slavery free. Which is, man, you can see it's unstable.
Yeah.
All right, so 37 years later, on the same day, the United States Supreme Court rules in the Dred Scott versus Stanford case, which is really an abomination. Dred Scott was a slave that was taken to a non-slave state and sued for his freedom, and the Supreme Court said no, that African Americans had no rights as citizens. I mean, so you can see. Look, if you look at history, you can see us inevitably moving towards civil war on the issue of slavery and states' rights. It was really, look, to be quite honest, unfortunately, we've all been taught the civil war was about slavery. Unfortunately, it was not. It was not a moral issue. It was an economic issue about states' rights, which is even more depressing on some level. On the same day, in 1943, Norman Rockwell published his Freedom from Want in the Saturday Evening Post. In 1964, Nation of Islam's Elijah Muhammad gave boxing champion Cassius Clay the name Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm. So that's, what, 51 years ago?
I am the greatest.
Yeah. I've run into him a couple times. I mean, he's still a very attractive man. He's still big. But, I mean, he has Parkinson's and serious diminishment of resources, getting your head bashed in his... And he didn't get his head bashed in nearly as much as most. In 1967, Joseph Stalin's daughter, Svetlana, defected to the United States. In 1968, the L.A. walkouts took place at several high schools. In 1975, the first time the Zapruder film. I mean, can you even believe the name Zapruder will always be associated with that?
Yep.
Walter Cronkite in 1981 signed off. He was only on the air for 19 years. For some reason, you sort of had the feeling he'd been on for decades, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like four or five?
Mm-hmm.
Only 19 years.
Hmm.
So this is a kind of an icky and iffy day in history, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, we had Dred Scott was really awful. Missouri Compromise was a mistake, I think. And lest Canada think that they can walk away from this, that Upper Canada, York, was incorporated as Toronto, which probably... I didn't realize that that was true, but if you go to Toronto, that one of the big, huge hotels is called the York, which I didn't know.
Hmm.
That's, I guess, Old York as opposed to New York, get it? So if you're going to have a day that you're going to pick of one day... in history, don't make it March 6th, okay? It's just not, it's one of those days that probably, it's not going to live in infamy per se, but it's not a very good day. All right, we've got some good news. We've got a 100-year-old choreographer. How cool is that? Would you like to be doing what you do and what you know and what you love when you're 100?
Oh, I would love to be. If I'm working in radio when I'm 100 years old, I'm cool with that.
Well, you're probably as good a shot of it as any place. I mean, there's that whole thing, the Lionel Tiger thing that says, if you look at people who live long lives, they live long lives because they keep doing what they do, and they love it. Tchaikovsky also. He's the one I remember most vividly for no particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's now a cosmetic surgery that turns your brown eyes into blue.
Wow.
That's kind of scary. Can you imagine messing with your eyes for the simple reason of cosmetics?
Yeah, boy.
I don't know. That seems to me. Yeah, I mean, I had LASIK surgery, but that's to be able to see.
Right. That's so that you don't need contact lenses.
Yeah, yeah, and it was a great idea actually, because I can now read a menu and a teleprompter. So I'm in much demand when I go out for dinner, because lots of people can't read menus, which I can. I have one eye that works for close and one for distance. But this is kind of the eye surgery. Whoops! It just went off because they're saying it'll arrive in the United States in the next 3 years. It's a lengthy process. Why is this? It's sort of going on and off. Maybe because it's hard to read. Because I don't think this is a very good idea. If you really want to have different color eyes, get contact lenses. But the idea of operating on your eyes, doing surgery on your eyes for the simple reason of turning an eye a different color.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even when you Google the story, it blinks on and off. So I don't think I think this is a harbinger of things to come. When you can't even read the article. It changes the pigment. I can't read the article because it keeps blinking on and off, but I don't think you should do it. So there we go. And having just seen the movie Chappie, which I reviewed for yesterday, we've now got robots controlling traffic on Kinshasa roads until they turn rogue. Right? That, all the robot movies suggested sooner or later. These are solar-powered. They have rotating chests, red and green lights, as well as multiple surveillance cameras that record the flow of vehicles on the roads and send information to the traffic police in real time.
Wow.
They've been deployed as drivers in the capital. Are increasing breaking traffic rules. They should have those here. They cost $21,000. Expected to reduce roadside accidents by keeping an eye on the offenders. Here's the interesting part. The robots are the creation of Congolese Association of All-Female Engineers called Women's Technology. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
See, and if you think about it, do you think men would ever sort of get a robo-traffic cop? Not so much, because you guys like to speed. I do too, but they said they would stop habitual offenders from thinking they could escape justice. Someone can commit an offense and run away and say that no one saw him, but now day or night we'll be able to see him in real time, and they'll pay his fine like all in the serious countries of the world.
Wow.
Well, good for her. Well, we have a street down here that we call the Avenue of Death, Avenue de Mort, because people pay no they treat it like roller derby, and they pay no attention. You know, yellow means floor it, and red means maybe. And so it's very, very dangerous, and the cars are going very, very fast. And there's a school here, so they have traffic guards part of the time, and all of us are convinced that one of the traffic guards is going to get smashed. Plus, everybody down here, we all sort of feel like, well, we pay taxes down here. How come the lights don't favor us? And for a short period of time, they did. If you punched the signal, the lights would change. Doesn't happen anymore. There you go.
Wow, that's scary.
I know. And somebody actually was killed down here. So it's very scary. Harrison Ford is now being hailed as a hero because he crashed his plane, but that he saved several lives because he ditched his plane on a golf course rather than smacking into a house. Now, the fact that he maybe shouldn't have... Well, it's unclear what caused the crash. But, I mean, if it was somebody who was kind of... If you or me crashed the plane, they'd say we're idiots.
Yeah.
Someone said, here we go, how the plane went down, I'm sure there was a moment he said, I'm not going to risk lives. Whatever happens, happens. It's going to be just me. Or he might have said, oh, my goodness, you know, if I get a scar on my face, I probably won't get another TV job anytime soon. You know, there you go.
It's good that he's all right, though. I mean,
it is good that he's okay. Apparently, I think he broke his arm.
Yeah.
But, broken arm and a nasty gash to his head.
Yeah, when I first saw the story, because it said, you know, serious, taken off to the hospital with serious injuries, I'm thinking, oh, boy. You know.
Yeah, I did, too. And mine didn't say serious injuries. It just said that he'd been in a plane crash.
Yeah.
So there you go. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I guess we'll do the questions when we come back. I just got a little distracted by the fact it was a crummy day in history. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. We have the better part of this hour to go. And then half of the next hour, we're doing a really cool interview with Jennifer Lim in the world of extreme happiness. And it's kind of a cool comparison, I think, between the situation in China today and the situation in the United States today with respect to illegal immigrants, aliens. Not the ones from far away galaxies, the one from nearby countries. So we have a little more than an hour to share with each other in terms of being able to take phone calls. So give me a holler, 855-993-7569. So what we thought we would do, we're doing a question here. Is that right, Manny?
That is correct.
Because that's what we were talking, and then I sort of got a little distracted by how icky a day in history it was. Yeah. I mean, there's some days that we should just sort of write off. Goodbye.
We got a question from Betty. Betty wants to, well, first she says, "You are great, Dr. Joy Brown. Love your show and how you talk to your callers."
Well, thank you.
Her question is, can you talk about how to choose the right counselor and what, and what impact counseling can have or should have on someone's life?
Great questions, both of them. Okay, let's number one, how do you pick somebody? And I would equate picking a therapist the same way you would pick a dentist or a lawyer or someone to cut your hair or a real estate agent. The first thing you do is ask around. Just ask people that you know and trust. And I know asking about a therapist may feel slightly more vulnerable than asking about a dentist. But you can just say, I've noticed that... That you and Harold seem to be getting along better. Is there any possibility that you were talking with a therapist, or do you know a good therapist? Or you can even do the classic, which when I first saw in the air, I would say at least 60% of my calls said, I have a friend, which is kind of code for, I don't really want to take responsibility for this. But if you're asking around, it's perfectly okay to say, I have a friend who's looking for a therapist, and I'm just asking around. So compile a list from a number of different people, and if one name keeps popping up all the time, that's where I would start. You can also go and either the Yellow Pages or Google and find a clinic. The advantage of a clinic is there are usually a number of people on staff, so you don't have to necessarily, which I'll get to in a minute, differentiate between, do I need a psychologist or a psychiatrist or psychiatric social worker or a psychopharmacologist. So finding a clinic that has a number of people on staff, and the good news is that intake workers are usually very perceptive about diagnosis. The bad news is that sometimes you're going to get assigned to the person who has the most open caseload, but you can negotiate that a bit. So number one, generate a list. Number two, look for a place that essentially generates a list for you because they have a number of people on staff. Then you should be able to talk to any therapist for about 5 minutes or so on the phone without recrimination, without being billed for it, but remembering that all of us sell our time. So spending an hour on the phone with a therapist without paying for it is unrealistic and not fair, and you're not going to be able to do it. And just getting a sense of who that person is. Now, let me arc back to the beginning of this. Knowing what you think you're going into therapy about makes a huge amount of sense. In other words, if you're going in because I want to stop smoking, or I have some marital issues, or I don't relate very well to my children, or I'm thinking about going back to school, or I may be depressed, knowing more or less what you think the presenting problem is. Now, it may evolve to be something very different, but at least having some sense of where you want to start. So then you can call up a therapist and say, I've been recommended, or your name has popped up, and I'm interested in being involved in some behavior modification because I'm afraid of heights. And the therapist should be able to say, yeah, that's my field of expertise, or no, it's not. You presumably will get a little bit of a sense of who that person is, and in a five-minute phone conversation. 5 minutes is a fair amount of time. And then if you could narrow it down to maybe one or two, but you're going to be spending some serious time and some serious change, coin, as they say, with this person. So going and interviewing two therapists is not a terrible waste of time. And again, you may be able to do some of the preliminary stuff over the phone. Seeing a therapist for an hour or so, you're going to have to expect to pay for it. But again, you're going to be spending a long time with this, and you may as well find someone that you like. Now, the question is, what does like mean in this case? Again, arcing back to the beginning, find out what your insurance company will pay. Because if they will pay for a psychiatrist and not for a psychologist, what do you care, right? Go and see a psychiatrist. If they will pay for 10 visits with a psychologist and 2 visits for a psychiatrist, you may want to start with a psychologist. Also figuring out, given what your presenting problem is, are you going to be more comfortable with a male or a female? somebody a little bit older than you are, somebody a little younger than you are. And these are just, it's kind of like if you were figuring out the perfect date and where you're willing to compromise and where you're not willing to compromise. Price obviously makes some sense. Distance makes some sense. Certainly availability makes some sense. Background makes some sense. And it's perfectly okay if, for example, you're thinking that there may be an issue of biochemical imbalance, that there may be, let's say, depression, saying, what's your stance about treating depression? Not an unreasonable question. All right, so number one, before you even pick up the phone, although you could start the process of asking your friends a little bit before, but still, it's not a bad idea when you're doing that. I'm asking for a friend to say, my friend is having some marital problems, or my friend thinks he may be depressed, or my friend is going through some issues with their children, or separation anxieties, or whatever. So having some idea of what it is the presenting problem is, what your insurance will pay for, is do some homework. Number three, generating the list. Then being willing and you can also generate a list by going to a clinic. Number whatever we're on, four, I guess. Being willing to talk to a couple of the people on the phone. And then going and visiting a couple of the people. Now, when you visit them, likability may seem to be the most important characteristic, and I would encourage you to be a little cautious about that. You're not buying a friend, you're buying a consultant. And so you don't want to have somebody that you abhor, that you think is just disgusting. I mean, that you're not going to go. But this is not a coffee clutch. This is therapy. It's work. So you want somebody that you think is going to not get conned by you. And our initial impulse may be, well, I'll just charm the daylights out of them, and then they'll like me, and then therapy will go well. That's not what therapy is about. Therapy is not about charm. It's about doing the work. So it has to be somebody that you can tolerate. Now, let me also add one other caveat, because don't look for somebody like me, because I'm not like me as a therapist either. On the radio program, I do a lot of the talking. I do it probably half, at least, of the talking. You explain to me what the problem is. I give you different ways of thinking about it. You tell me why that's not going to work at all. I explain to you why you're being difficult. But as a therapist, I'm an interactive therapist, but no therapist in therapy talks as much as I talk on the air. So don't look for that, all right? Any other questions? Give me a call, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, that's exactly what the phone number is, 855-993-7569, which is Dr. Joy. How cool is that? Alrighty, we were going to do an email here, and you said this is kind of a long email, yes?
This might be the longest one we've
longest one ever,
since
huh?
I've been producing for your show. Which has only been a couple of months, so maybe you might have gotten one that's longer than this.
Yeah, folks, don't write War and Peace. I know that I'm always saying I need more details, but all right. they took it seriously, huh? Okay.
Seriously and literally, I think.
literally and figuratively, okay.
This is an email from Allie. She says, "Dear Dr. Joy, I have a question for you, one that neither myself or my mother knows how to correctly answer it. Currently, okay. I live with my mother, who is in her late 70s, and experiencing health problems along with intense emotional stress and pressure from my two brothers. My oldest brother is 56, and my other brother is 52. I am 44. I lost my job last year and currently reside with my mother, which I'm actually glad happened because she now needs someone with her to help her. She has lost over 45 pounds since this stress from my brothers began, and this weight loss combined with other factors has made her unstable on her feet. She has fallen several times, but I'm here and have been able to help her get back up. Because I'm an EMT, I'm able to assist her for any injuries, assess her for any injuries, which thankfully she has not had so far from her falls. In addition, my mother has very high blood pressure, and I have to remind her daily to take her medicine as well as eat some food. In essence, I have become her caretaker. My oldest brother was supposed to be helping her pay the mortgage payments, but he purposely missed several payments a year ago. My mother and I only discovered...
Why are we assuming purposefully missed?
No, I'm not sure.
All right, keep going. We'll have to come back to this.
My mother and I only discovered this fact when we saw the ad in the classifieds that stated her house would be auctioned off
on
the courtroom steps.
Oof.
This brother has a trend of being unsupportive and nasty to my mother at times, and he coldly told my mother to quickly move out to a low-income housing unit. My other brother finally agreed to take out a loan to pay off the mortgage, which stopped the foreclosure. However, this move put the house in my 52-year-old brother's name. My mother and I have been financially struggling over the past couple of years, and I have desperately been searching for a job with no luck yet. I currently receive SNAP benefits, and I get food that I know my mother will eat. There are many days, however, that neither my mother and I do not have food in the house because the SNAP benefits only cover one person, me. My mother dreads calling my older brother because he can be so demeaning and disrespectful to her. However, several times she has been forced to call him. He will never give her any money, not even a $5 bill, as if she can't be trusted like a child. Only once did he take her to the grocery store, but my mother was uncomfortable with him and intimidated. We appreciated what food he was able to get during that one time, but also my mother was bothered that her own son would not trust her to shop for her own food. Over the past 6 months, my two brothers have put intense pressure on my mother to move from her house. My 52-year-old brother wants to buy his own house and is tired of helping his mother. My mother wants to find a smaller house, and in fact, she has found a small house that she wants to buy. However, neither of my brothers will help her put down a small down payment to secure the house. They definitely have the funds to help her. In fact, my oldest brother just inherited a large amount of money from an uncle that recently passed away. But he spent the money entirely on himself and his live-in girlfriend and her child. This uncle left no money to me or my other siblings, and instead, the money was only left to the oldest brother because he sucked up to him during his final years of life for one primary reason. He knew that he would inherit some money. 2 weeks ago, I received a letter in the mail from a lawyer stating that my 52-year-old brother is evicting me from the house in a few weeks. This was devastating on many levels because I'm the caretaker for my mother and the only one she trusts. Also, I'll be completely unable to rent an apartment due to lack of funds. I applied for even more jobs over the past week, but nothing yet has panned out. It's become overwhelming, and it is deeply upsetting that my brothers fail to realize the reality of my situation or my mom's situation. My 52-year-old brother, the one evicting me, also has a bad temper, and like my older brother, he can be nasty and demeaning when my mother and I talk to him. He won't listen to reason, and instead, he is only interested in selling the house so that he can pay the mortgage off. I understand the fact that he doesn't want the mortgage, but at the same time, I'm extremely concerned that he does not have my mother's welfare in mind. My mother and I need assistance in packing the house, as my mother has lived in it for close to 50 years. But the brothers won't provide any financial assistance to provide us with help, and instead spend their money on hiring attorneys to evict me. My oldest brother lives in the same city as me and my mother, whereas my other brother lives out of town. Last week, my mother called him because she wanted to ask him to pick up a prescription for her. She didn't have the money, so she hoped that he would get it. My brother stated that he was in another city several hours away and would be returning in 5 days. My mother also told him that she has no food now, but my brother brushed her off. When my mom told me that my brother said he was out of town, I instantly questioned whether or not he was telling the truth. For this brother's entire life...
Okay, enough. Okay, this could go on forever. All right, a couple things. What was the person's name again?
Allie.
Say again?
Allie.
Allie. All right, Allie, listen. Reality check. You may have gotten the world's worst brothers. It doesn't make any difference. They are who they are. You mentioned that you only have food stamps for yourself. Why has someone not applied for food stamps for your mom, including you? I mean, look, if you're an EMT, you obviously know, you're obviously relatively educated, you speak the language. So, first of all, somebody should have filed for food stamps for your mom a long time ago, number one. So file now. Presumably both of you are eligible for low-income housing, which may be the solution. And I know you feel that your brothers should be taking care of this, but they're not going to. Now, whether they're right or they're wrong doesn't make any difference. They're not going to do it. And it's at best, it's a short-term solution to a longer-term problem. At 40-something, if it sounds like you're able-bodied, you may not, I don't know what kind of jobs you're applying for, but go do something. I mean, even if you're stacking groceries, and I know, look, if you're EMT, I know that you're educated and you're experienced and you're skilled, but I don't know what the problem is about finding work right now, but you need to find something. Your mother, you need to help your mother file for benefits so that you have some place to live. In terms of packing things up, you can probably call up the local church and they'll help you pack things up, especially if you donate stuff that you don't really want to them. But you're a grown-up human being, and asking your brothers for a hand all the time, whether they have the money or not, is not the way to go. That they're going to get tired of it. And nobody died and left you in charge of their budget. That they're allowed to do whatever they want with their money, and you may or may not approve of it. But baby cakes, get a job. Get your mother so she gets some benefits. The two of you together may be able to find, between the two of you, some low-income housing or subsidized housing. But, I mean, it's not your brother's responsibility. Now, on a moral level, it might be nice if they took better care of your mom. But it sounds to me that you're not taking care of business yourself. And the fact, I don't know why losing weight would have your mother be unstable on her feet. Most people, as they get lighter, unless there's some issues. And I don't know what her total weight is, but 45 pounds is a significant amount of weight. I'd want to make sure that there wasn't something else going on. So your mother needs a medical workup. She needs to file for food stamps. I know they're called SNAP, but whatever. So that at least you get food for two. Both of you, and I don't know what your situation is, why you're allowed at 40 and being able to body, but for whatever reason, whatever, the two of you need to file for subsidized housing, and decide rather than going to your brothers, who are clearly, I mean, what they see, to be quite honest, Allie, is that this is a never-ending handout for them. That it's not only their mother, which they may or may not feel some responsibility for, but they feel that you're not taking care of yourself and you're asking them to take care of you. And the fact that you were wrapping yourself and your mom in the flag is not helpful. It's not helpful for them taking care of her. It's not helpful for your sense of self-reliance. Your brother's responsibility is not to take care of you. Now, it may be that in a gentler, more moral universe that we certainly prefer that, but that's not what we got. So suck it up. Decide you need to get a job. You need to help your mother file for benefits. The two of you need to find housing. In terms of packing up the house, your brother evicting you doesn't necessarily mean he's evicting your mother. You may also want to get some legal advice about whether or not he can evict you. For example, in this state, it takes years to evict somebody. So you may want to find out that this may not be as imminent a situation as you think. But stop looking to them. Look to yourself. Look and file for the benefits for your mom and see what you can do. All right? It's up to how they spend their money. It's not up to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-375-69. All right, so we were talking about this is the day in history that the Zapruder film was first released. So I thought what we'd do, I suppose celebrating doesn't seem like exactly the right term, but commemorating maybe, that we were talking about outside of the, because we also talked about yesterday that the Buddy Holly plane crashes may be reopened. So we said outside of the JFK assassination, what historical event do you think should be further investigated and why? All right, so what do we got?
I'll start with Ellen. Ellen says TWA Flight 800.
Was that ever in question? Did we assume that there was a bomb on that one? Well, that's you know what? That's the one where people are saying that there may have been, you know, that the U.S. might have shot it down accidentally in a training exercise, right? I think that's the one. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. The problem about conspiracy theories in general, and here's my issue, it's not that I don't believe that people make grievous mistakes, because they do. But conspiracies, you know, the joke is that three, or joke, the notion is that three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. I mean, if this was really a training exercise, presumably there would have been at least several people who would have known about the training exercise. And how do you, unless you believe paranoid Hollywood, which is, I just saw The Gunman with Sean Penn last night, where the idea is that you clean up your mess by assassinating people. I don't know. That's a hard leap. So it's not that, I don't know. But I just think conspiracies are, while they're sort of appealing for science fiction writers and for Hollywood, realistically, think about how difficult a time it is for people to keep secrets. They just don't. So, all right, that's number one, TWA flight 800. Okay.
Julie says the Benghazi murders.
What is it about that? That seems to me to have been investigated, and sort of everybody looks awful at it. But okay.
And Dwayne says, too much to say, Dr. Brown, but I will say the death of Whitney Houston and her daughter, something smells fishy.
That's an interesting one. I was trying to remember who told it to me. I actually heard a conspiracy theory about someone I know very well, who is no longer alive, and a marital situation, and heard for the first time that what their theory was, and it was bizarre, and what seemed to be an accident they were implying was murder, which is, you know, it's one thing to read it in a book, it's another to see it in a movie, it's another to hear it about public figures, but to hear it about someone you actually know. And it was absolutely shocking, and I'm not that easy to shock. You know, I'm a psychologist. I sort of understand that people can behave in some less than acceptable way sometimes, but this was literally shocking. And I have no idea, and I don't know that anybody will ever know. But, and I'm not going to tell you any more than that. It's not meant as a tease. It's meant as that saying something on the air, even speculation, gives it a weight that is inappropriate. So I'm really careful about that. I'm really careful about news stories. I'm really careful about reporting something before I've clarified it with at least a couple sources. I was one of the few people who was not talking about terrorist attack during the blackout in November in New York a bunch of years ago. I just thought, there's no clarification of that. There's no indication whatsoever. And everybody else was reporting, and it turned out it wasn't. It was an electrical malfunction in Canada or some such thing. So I'm really careful. So I'm not going to do it with something that was highly speculative as this. So, although, why did I sort of open my mouth about it? I guess because this is stream of consciousness radio. Okay, what else?
You got Sheila says none.
None? She's perfectly content with every explanation about everything. Good for Sheila.
Yeah.
And then, we have a bridge we're going to share. We're going to sell to Sheila.
And then Sean, under the Benghazi deal, says Congress has been wasting our tax dollars doing that already for years. They are on a political witch hunt. If they were interested in making sure it never happens again, they would have passed legislation already or increased it funding, it's sad. So that's kind of like what you were saying.
Like, yeah.
Kind of investigated that already.
Yeah, and I mean, it really, as you hear, that in the same way, one of the things that is really a hallmark of this country is it's very hard to get someone committed involuntarily for mental health evaluation. And I've always felt as a therapist that that's appropriate because, for example, in Russia, it's used as, and not only in Russia, I actually know a couple of cases here in the United States where it is difficult, but that I felt that parents had committed minor children for psychiatric observation as a control mechanism. And I knew the person who was committed. I didn't know the parent very well. And so I'm getting, obviously, a somewhat distorted point of view, but they felt that whenever the father had, the family had, I think, 5 or 6 children, and when each of them would hit, like, 15 or 16, that rebellious stage, they would have them committed. So I think it's really appropriate that we're careful about that. John, we have about a little bit of time here. Let's see what you want to talk about, and then I'll hold you over if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I actually have two issues. Both of them are family, but a little bit different. One of them has to do with the gatekeeper, and I've listened to you long enough to know that I think the answer is going to be just shut your mouth and take it.
Well, let's see. Maybe not. Maybe I'll surprise both of us.
Well, that's it. I figured, you know, maybe I'm missing something. But
okay.
Give you a quick thing. It's my daughter-in-law. When we go and visit them or wherever we're around them, I will engage her in conversations, and I always try to take interest in what she does. She's a lawyer, and I, you know, will try to talk about things, and I listen to her. And as soon as she's finished speaking and I go to answer her, she looks away and like, ignores me.
Can you give me an example of a question that she might ask you, John?
No, she doesn't ask me anything. She's telling me something about something she's done or something that's going on in her life. And then when I try to, like,
respond,
what I want to say about it, she just looks away. Like,
all right, let me ask you a couple of questions. How long has she been in the family?
Let's see, it's about 7 years.
Do you have a good relationship? Would you view yourself as having a good relationship with her?
No, not really. I think I've always felt a little, she always seemed a little standoffish to me.
Were you guys supportive when your son started dating her?
Yes.
Okay, what do you like about her? What's good about her?
Well, I mean, she was my son. She was my son. She was her my grandchildren.
But if we take her out of that context, okay. What positive characteristics can you mention? I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a couple minutes to cogitate about that, all right, to marinate. Okay. We'll start you off next hour. So let's start off with what objective, positive characteristics you can mention about your daughter-in-law. And I promise I'll help you get through both, not only this question, but the next one as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're really close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.